Hello, word enthusiasts, and welcome to Grammar Lab. This is where we take a deep dive into the parts of English that might have you scratching your head. We serve up the rules, the exceptions, and the curiosities of our wonderful language. I'm your host, Abby, opening the book to another chapter of English usage for listeners new and old. Have you ever wondered about how we show ownership when it comes to things, not people? Today's episode is just for you. So, if you're ready to untangle the sometimes thorny topic of the possessive case with inanimate objects, keep listening. You're about to become a grammar guru on this subject.
Hey there, I'm Jack. Abby, I'm pumped for this topic because it's one that sneaks up on writers and speakers all the time. The possessive case indicates who or what something belongs to. And when we're dealing with inanimate objects, things can get tricky.
You're so right, Jack. Let's start simple. In English, possessives are often formed by adding an apostrophe and an S to a noun. Easy peasy with names like Abby's podcast. But when it's not a living creature, do we do the same?
That's the million-dollar question. With phrases like the car's engine or the window's frame, we're using that standard apostrophe S combo. It works there, but English has its preferences, especially historically.
Indeed. The general rule of thumb many of us learned was to reserve the apostrophe structure for people and animals. But, as with many English rules, there are exceptions. When we're talking about a period of time or distance, for example, we go possessive with zeal, a day's pay, or a stone's throw away.
And how about when we say the book's title or the table's leg? They seem perfectly fine, too. These phrases signify a clear, somewhat personal relationship, almost as if the table owns its leg.
But our language has evolved, and for a time, in the 18th and 19th centuries, there was a push to instead use the of construction for inanimate objects. Think the title of the book or the leg of the table. It sounds a tad more formal, doesn't it?
Absolutely, Abby. And here's where it starts to get interesting. The of construction can make for a clearer sentence, especially when dealing with complex or abstract nouns. Saying the foundation of the building can feel less confusing than the building's foundation, especially if we're discussing multiple buildings.
Now for a bit of a challenge, Jack, what would you use here? The exam blank difficulty level shocked everyone.
Oh, the pressure. I'd say the exam's difficulty level shocked everyone. It's personal enough to sound natural.
And that's usually a good guideline. If the relationship feels close or personal, like our example, apostrophe S fits well. But for a more neutral or distant relationship, the of construction is often clearer and stylistically better.
Before we move on, let's not forget about times when it can get especially muddy, idiomatic expressions. We're used to hearing things like for heaven's sake or at arm's length, where possessives linger as a traditional part of the phrase, even though they flout the rules.
Thank you, Jack, for exploring the twists and turns of possessive cases with inanimate objects. Listeners, we hope this episode has helped clarify when to cozy up with an apostrophe and when to stay formal with of. If you have questions that you would like for us to answer on future episodes, please get in touch at grammarlab@pagepods.com. Our email address is also in the show notes.
And if you like the show, don't just keep it to yourself. Subscribe on your favorite podcast app and consider leaving a review so that others can discover us too.
To stay up to date on our latest episodes and for show transcripts, subscribe to our newsletter at the link in the show notes or email us. We love growing our Grammar Lab family, and we thank you for tuning in.
Keep those inanimate objects in check, and remember, whether it's ownership, time, distance, or just plain tradition, English has a way of making it all make sense. Eventually.
Until next time, keep parsing, and may your grammar be as sturdy as the table's leg. Goodbye.
Farewell, and keep those possessives possessive.